okay, I'm already a little bit suspicious of what's going on in this gallery. The moment you walk in are the words, "By entering this exhibition, the visitor gives their consent to being recorded by a range of surveillance technologies and for this data to become an integral part of the works of art. Warning. Visitors should be aware that parts of the exhibition are in low light and also that it contains flashing lights. And obviously, please ensure your children are supervised at all times." That goes for general society, folks. I'm looking at Rafael Lozano Hemmer's recorders. He was born in Mexico in 1967. He studied chemistry before moving into the realm of visual art and now lives and works in Montreal. Lozano Hemmer creates artworks that depend on your participation to exist. This exhibition records your pulse, fingerprints, voice and image, and the recordings from the actual content of these works. The content is entirely crowdsourced, to use internet terminology. In this sense, the works are playful, open and inclusive. Can you tell that I'm reading off the wall right now? However, there is also a more ominous or predatory nature at play. The works use biometric and surveillance technology employed by governments and corporations to profile, control, and predict our behaviours in the name of efficiency or safety. These tools have built-in prejudices, as when they are also used for ethnic profiling. In the age of reality TV, mobile computing, virtual economies, Google Street View, and credit databases, Lozano Hemmer sees technology as an inevitable part of our culture. His approach is to misuse the technology, to create experiences of connection and complicity by using ambiguity, irony, repetition, performance, and self-representation. In creating poetic, critical forms of interaction, the works encourage the public to be an integral part of the art and reflect on our inescapable, playful, and ominous technological experience. So, a quote from the man himself. "In recorder's artworks, hear, see, or feel the public. They exhibit awareness and record and replay memories entirely obtained during the show. These works emphasize that absence and presence are not opposites, and that several realities coexist at any given time." So straight away as you walk in, there is a kind of a little hole in a metal tube that you're meant to insert your finger, and as a result, your fingerprint is added to a mass, a collage, be it, of other fingerprints. And the more people who add their fingers, the more they kind of travel up the screen until they vanish into obscurity, or at least you hope they do. I actually inserted my non-normal finger that wouldn't necessarily be taken and put added to a database. So we'll see what happens there. A little bit further in, and I'm looking at what appears to be a conveyor belt with a box. I guess it's emulating the X-ray box that you would put your personal items in when entering the airport or trying to board a plane. And what this does is actually photograph, I think, your item, and then there are projectors above that project your item on the conveyor belt so it continues. I think it's all very, very strange. There's a weird Mancunian guy shouting into microphones that I think shout back. What are you doing?
Just making sounds into the microphone.
What does the microphone do afterwards?
I don't know, it kind of plays them back at random intervals or something like that.
So there's a circle of microphones, and when people speak into one of them, the sound comes
sound
out of
comes
another
out
one.
Of another one. And someone else's pre-recorded sound comes out of another one. When
so
you
they've been stored for a while?
Yeah. I think
so this is about storing your voice?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
So you're hoping that someone later on is going to get your...
Yeah, I'm hoping.
You could have picked poetry.
No.
That's weird, because I just left my harmonica at home and somebody has obviously pre-recorded some harmonica.
Random noises say it best, mate.
Definitely. So we've got over on the wall, other side of the microphones, there seem to be random little screens beeping, showing strange messages, and they look like text messages. So you would imagine in some kind of control room at GCHQ, or somebody reading all these messages, and they look like they're about 140 characters or less. Who wouldn't borrow a residential zone? Who hopes to snitch on this brain? These are all different messages. Must so few ricochet without a pilot? Did someone register to take... I mean, where are these messages coming from? Maybe I should read the bump connected to this. So there's a keyboard attached to one of these screens, and it's called 33 questions per minute. And it's a computer with 21 LCD screens dotted around. The computer program generates 55 billion grammatically correct questions at a rate of 33 per minute, the threshold of legibility. The software has been programmed to avoid repeating the same question and will take over 3,000 years to present all the possible word combinations. In this work, it is impossible to determine if a question was posed by an individual or by the computer, making it hard for the authorities to censor critical content. It was originally created for the Havana Biennial in 2000, and it offers you the opportunity to ask your own question. Fascinating, really fascinating. I'm going to leave the rest to your imagination, and I'm going to take some photographs and wander from room to room. But I love the mashup of surveillance and the questioning that it's actually making me do right now. It's interesting, and it's also making me think about how much information I'm throwing out there right now from these mobile devices I have in my hand. Reporters in Manchester, I would recommend checking it out.